Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, December 12th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington today. He's due to meet with President Biden and to visit Capitol Hill, where lawmakers are wrestling with a multi-billion dollar aid request from the White House. That foreign assistance package is facing resistance in Congress, with Republicans demanding border security measures as a condition for their support. Zelensky and his Western backers have tried to make the case that Putin poses a threat to democratic governments that attempt to stand up to dictators. However, stalling war efforts on the battlefield are leaving some lawmakers and more of the American public skeptical about how much US taxpayers should continue to fund Ukraine's defense. Google has lost an antitrust case over the market power of its App Store. The unanimous verdict from a San Francisco jury is a boon to video game maker Epic Games, which sued the search giant in 2020, alleging it used its dominant position to squeeze excess profits from app developers. The ruling could result in Google having to change the fees it charges for developers on its Play Store. Google insists that its App Store provides more choice and openness than any other major mobile platform and has said it will appeal the decision. And toymaker Hasbro is cutting nearly 20% of its staff amid weaker than expected toy sales. In a memo to staff viewed by the Journal, CEO Chris Cox said market headwinds this year have proven to be stronger and more persistent than expected. Hasbro announced 800 job cuts earlier this year and now plans to lay off an additional 1,100 people in the next 18 to 24 months. Shares for Hasbro fell 4% in off-hours trading and are now down 20% this year. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher. European shares were mixed in early trading. US stock futures are in the green ahead of today's consumer prices data due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.